Greetings, boys, girls, fruits and flowers. This is Archie's Archives. If you or someone you love is interested in classical music, write this number down. No, just kidding. I'm just saying we're all about classical music and this is the program for you. You have to realize that there's an enormous volume of what we might call classical music out there, of which I have a tiny little sample, and that's from where I have to select stuff to play for you. I have, we counted just before I started talking, 800 CDs altogether, including some pop, some folk, and a tiny bit of jazz, but I have to confess that about a third of it I have never listened to. The reason is that classical music is in multiple movements, and you just can't buy one movement. Let me take that back. These days you can, but most of these CDs were bought before MP3s were commercially available, so I have lots of stuff I have never listened to. Unfortunately, my listeners, that's you, probably want this to be background music, and you probably want me to stop talking right now. But because you don't write to me, I have absolutely no way of knowing what you would like to listen to. So I have to guess. And what are the chances, right? That I will guess correctly? Zero. This week, my original plan was to play music that had to do with space. Why space? Because of Joseph LeBlanc. Who is Joseph LeBlanc, you might ask? Well, on Saturday mornings at 10, there is this professor from Penn College who has a program for young people and older people about science. Science is something that's going to play an increasing role not only in our daily lives but in our future decision making. Science is going to influence whom we vote for, how we recycle our trash, what cars we buy, and so on. Our parents could leave science to the experts and just ignore all that. But for us, science is the elephant in the room. All the elephant not in the room, because people are killing elephants left and right. Some people believe that killing elephants is good for business, and what's good for business is good for everybody. Unfortunately, business attracts some of the most inconsiderate and selfish people on the planet. The other business people support WXPI. So some of the poster boys of big business are exactly the people who should not be allowed to make all the decisions. Science is important. One of the obligations, and actually a rather pleasant obligation, of WXPI is to provide diversity outreach. We have undertaken to draw into our programming and into the cultural and educational activities of our town people who do not usually participate in these things. One way is to have workshops for young people to interest them in public and community radio, because the interested young people of today are the community leaders of tomorrow. So we have been trying to partner with the Fire Tree Summer Camp and the Kappa Summer Camp and the YMCA Summer Camp to provide a 3 to 4 week set of workshops about WXPI and how we put shows together. So Joseph LeBlanc has been taking the leadership for some of this, and in the process I got to listen to one of his shows, and he borrowed one of my CDs to play on his show, so I'm going to use his space theme here. Did you know that July is National Space Month? That's what P.V. Herman says, and he should know. I think the major Apollo 11 manned mission to the moon was on July 21st, 1969, when most of my listeners were barely in elementary school and could not even spell moon. Anyway, the background music you are hearing is the same fugue I usually play for the sign-in, but this time being played by Alexis Weisenberg. By the way, I was not born being able to mangle German names like I do. This is an acquired talent, and I think most Americans should try harder to pronounce foreign words as well as they can. Some of our friends give up too quickly, and they take the view that, hey, the elephant should not have to learn to pronounce the words in the language of an ant. But a polite elephant would give it a good try, you know? We should stop being Donald Trump elephants and try to be, you know, John Kennedy elephants. John Kennedy would try to say words in German with some success. We must look for more foreign-friendly heroes to emulate. So our theme is space. Now, if you saw the movie 2001 A Space Odyssey, you would remember this waltz on the beautiful Blue Danube. It's just called the Blue Danube Waltz normally. The Danube is Europe's second longest river. It has its headwaters in the Black Forest and then passes through more or less in turn Austria, Slovakia, Hungary, Croatia, Serbia, Bulgaria, Ukraine, Moldova, and Romania, and runs into the Black Sea. Now, if these places are unfamiliar to you, you should look them up. I'm going to put a map on our website at archieswxpiarchives.blogspot.com, where the river is indicated in red. All the wars and the bloodshed in those places in recent times would have flowed down the Danube into the Black Sea. Yeah, Mr. Putin was invading the Ukraine recently. In the movie 2001 A Space Odyssey, the waltz is used as a symbol of man's presence in space, and you see a space station rotating to the tune of the waltz. And from that moment onwards, it's always associated with rotating space objects for me. And so we are going to listen to this. It's a bit long, it's about 8.5 minutes. But since it's so familiar, I may as well let the whole thing go. When thinking about space, one of the first pieces that springs to mind is the suite called The Planets by Gustav Holst. Holst was a British composer, and he really pioneered the use of the orchestra in a modern style that was not too alien to us. He was so successful that music for movies began to be written in a style very close to that of Holst. Our own John Williams, for example, has borrowed ideas from Holst in his own movie music. One of the most recognizable movements in The Planets is Mars, the bringer of war. Listen to the quintuple rhythm. We played this on our show for Halloween because it is a little scary. I'm only going to play the first 4 or 5 minutes because I don't think I can stay focused on a piece much longer than that. The second movement from The Planets by Holst is Venus, bringer of peace. Venus seems to be represented by a clarinet, and in the opera Tannhäuser, Wagner also represents Venus with a clarinet, which is kind of interesting. Here is Wagner's Venus. Anyway, here are about 5 minutes of Holst's Venus, the bringer of peace.
Thank you.
everybody's radio, independent radio for open minds, Archie's Archives, and that's the end of the first 28 minutes. Stay tuned for the rest.